Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to another week of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and today I am joined by Sophia Carter-Kahn. She's a freelance writer, editor, and creator, and she's also the host of and the creator of the She's All Fat podcast. Sophia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I buy so many things. I'm perfect for this show.
You're kidding. Amazing. I'm a shopper. I'm so excited to have you here. Before we went on the recording line, we both realized we had both worked at BuzzFeed, not at the same time. We talked about that. Were you always in the LA office, Sophia?
Yes. Yes, okay. I was.
Did you guys have a Froyo machine there?
No. Oh, God. I missed out on so many of the good food things. But, like, we did have the snack wall, and I would go up and just, like, feel like I was doing something bad, but I knew I was actually allowed to take everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Fill a tote bag, of course.
Yeah.
Look, if they're not going to pay us enough, you will get you will get paid in Cheetos.
I took so many goldfish and so many. Yes. So many of those.
Yes. Yep. 100%. Yeah. The Froyo, I only asked because the Froyo was always a point of contention at the BuzzFeed office in New York because the flavor would change out every month and there was a Slack dedicated to voting on the flavor.
Oh my
and
God.
It became like sort of violent. Like, I know some people were like, I had to leave the Froyo Slack.
Oh my God, I would have been deep in that. There was a Froyo machine in my freshman dorm and I had it every night after dinner. It was
amazing.
So freaking good. I love Froyo.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Stanford. Oh. So I don't know if it's stupid. It doesn't matter. It's stupid, doesn't matter.
In Boston, in Cambridge. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Listen, college is fake. My degree was in comparative literature. There were six people in my major. It wasn't a real major. I spent most of my time at college doing children's theater.
That's amazing.
What I earned in college.
I thought you were going to say I spent most of my time at college doing drugs. And I was going to be like, cool, oh my God. That's also amazing.
No, no. Too much of a goody two-shoes. I didn't start smoking weed for real until like senior year. And then it's only been in the pandemic that I learned how to roll a joint and like do a bowl and stuff. And now I smoke like every day because life's hell.
I love that. Do a bowl.
I don't know how to do any of this.
Not a drug person. Like, I get it. I don't know how to roll a joint. Also, like, why would you roll a joint when, like, they make weed candy now?
Well, that's the thing. You can buy pre-rolls, and you can also buy gummies, and why wouldn't I just do that?
Right. It's not 1930s. Exactly. We're not walking 15 miles in the snow to school. Give me weed in candy form. I can't have edibles at home because it's the same way about having, like, gummy vitamins. Like,
yes,
I just am
just
like, it's candy.
Absolutely. Well, you have to find the ones that taste a little bit too much like weed so that you get the little bit of reminder you eat them.
That's really right. Well, I will say, I don't know if I'll keep this in the show, but you just reminded me that a few years ago, we were staying at a friend's house in LA before we moved here. He was in Japan. We were cat sitting and then, you know, we got kind of like a free vacation spot out of it. And he said, help yourself to anything in the house. And I was like, great. And I had a weed gummy that day that I had gotten myself. And I had started to get the munchies and we didn't have a car and I didn't feel like getting a lift. And I was just sort of like rummaging. And he had leftover Easter candy in the fridge. So I had two pieces of Easter candy and it ended up being shrooms.
Oh, no.
So I was like, wow, this weed gummy is crazy. I'm out of my mind. There's a video.
Oh, my God.
There's a video of me like, I was so panicked. And my husband was like, I'm just going to turn on an episode of The Office for you. And I, 3 minutes in, I was like, I don't know what's happening. I can't follow the plot. It was horrible. And
oh my God.
I mean, he was like, you're an idiot. Not my husband, our friend. He was like, you're an idiot. Obviously, that was, oh, I didn't even find out for like 2 weeks later when he was like, have you guys seen my mushrooms? And I was like, huh. Oh my- you know, that chocolate did taste pretty chalky and bad.
My God.
And also, did you see Us? You know that movie, Us?
Yes, with the, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, Jordan Peele.
Yes.
You know how they have the tethereds and is she yes. fine? Okay. So during that trip on mushrooms in which I thought I was just high off of a weed gummy, I sat in front of the mirror.
Terrifying.
It was horrible. I sat in front of the mirror for 3 hours because I thought I was moving on the other side. Anyway, drugs are amazing.
You thought you saw your tether through the mirror.
I was like, Dan, come quick. I think she's in there. And he was like, okay.
That was one of my fears as a little kid was that I would look, I was a very anxious kid. I'm still very anxious.
Sure.
But I'm medicated now.
Yeah.
But right. I would look in at night, if I was up late at night, I would be really afraid to wash my face because I'd be afraid. I must have seen some movie where this happened. I would be afraid that I was look at the mirror and like my reflection would be like looking at me or like reach out their hand or something to grab me or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's valid.
It's scary.
You know what
it
is. I
don't know what I saw that in.
Probably Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Probably.
I feel like a lot of my fears can be traced back to a 22-minute episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I was too afraid to watch it then. I watched it like through my fingers, but I still was like, I'm tough. I gotta watch it.
Totally.
And then I'd have nightmares.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Like,
why did I do
not
that?
Scared. Like it was on it was on SNCC, right? Like
I don't even know. I definitely wasn't allowed to watch it at home because I had terrible nightmares all the time.
Yeah, and your parents were like,
they're like, don't do this. But when I would go to sleepovers or like friends' houses, and they'd be like, ooh, let's watch Are You Afraid of the Dark? I'd be like, haha, okay. And then I'd watch it. And then for days, I'd be like, there's a monster that's going to suck out all the youth from me and with his breath. And then I'm going to die.
Right. Like, oh, man, foiled again. Now I'm scared.
Literally,
now I can't sleep for 3 weeks.
Now I can't go to bed at all. Yeah.
I was afraid of my basement, but who wasn't?
Oh my
I think
God.
I'm honestly, when I go home to my parents' house, I'm still afraid of the basement. Like,
the basements are scary.
It's really scary.
Especially, okay, I was born in California and then we moved to Pennsylvania and got a basement.
Oh, nice.
So in California, nobody has basements because, you know, the tar and the earthquakes and we can't do it here.
Yeah.
But in Pennsylvania, everyone has a creepy ass basement for your potatoes.
That's
you
right.
Know?
The potato rooms.
So we used to, and I think a lot of people have their laundry down there as well.
That's where mine
and that makes it scarier for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, everyone has the experience of like running up the stairs for sure. Something's going to grab your back.
Like,
I would run
by twos.
So fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like just that was like the hardest I ever worked out too. As like a teen was just like the sprint up the stairs.
Sprint up. Oh my God. And you slam the door and you're like, I'm chill. There was nothing.
I'm good. Yeah. Me scared. I just love to run
upstairs.
Whatever. Me? Who? Where in Pennsylvania were you?
We lived in New Hope, like in Washington Crossing area, like which is also where I did a bunch of reenactments because I was a really cool kid. I did
I love
historical
that.
Reenactments.
No,
there.
That's cool.
It was fun. I loved it. It was not very cool, but it was very fun. And there's like a lot of, you know, colonizer history there.
Yes.
So at the time I did a lot of that.
That's fine.
Like a lot of historical, like American Revolution stuff.
Yeah.
That was fun. I learned how to churn butter, learned how to do all that stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. I was also homeschooled during those years. So again, was not cool. Was very uncool.
Why? Can I ask why? Why you were home? Are you...
Yes, I was extremely.
Are you a Duggar?
I was very not cool.
Okay.
Well,
and that
really
and that
bullied.
Oh wow. Okay.
And then, well, because I mean, I was smart. I was nerdy. I was annoying, and my parents were going through a terrible divorce.
Yeah.
So like,
that is
I
before.
Just it was a bad combo. Mm-hmm. I would go to school, try to read books inside books, get in trouble for that, and then like get made fun of at recess for being fat. And one day I was like, I don't want to go to school anymore. Make me go to school anymore.
Yeah.
And my mom homeschooled me for 2 years, found me like tutors for all the subjects I wanted to take. I like decided I wanted to learn Latin and started taking Latin and like it was very fun. And did all sorts of weird stuff like reenactments and like homeschool rollerblading time. That's where I met my friend, best friend at the time, Melissa. Shout out, Melissa.
Homeschool rollerblading time. This sounds infinitely more fun than public school.
I mean, I think public school sounds cool. Like, I desperately wanted to be there and be one of the accepted kids.
It wasn't cool. You know? Yeah, I get it. We all did, but it wasn't that cool. Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where a lot of my interests come from, is just being a weirdo little kid. Those are still carried through.
So cool. You know, honestly, obviously, as an adult, I would, you know, you couldn't pay me an amount of money to go back to like seventh, eighth. No. And I'm said I don't want to go back to school a number of times. No one offered to homeschool me, so I'm kind of jealous. Everyone was like, well, my parents were like, nope, get out of the house.
Well, I'd also broken my leg at this point. Oh. So I like, at it, and so I was like real pathetic. You know, I was like, Mom, don't make me go. My leg's in a cast. I'm crying, you know?
Yeah. Well, then it makes sense that you immediately got your leg out of the cast and did homeschool rollerblading for sure. Seems smart.
Oh my god,
that's cool. Well, then you went to Stanford.
So, oh my god.
I mean,
yeah, fine, whatever. Worked out fine for, but now it doesn't matter.
High school was really hard.
High school was honestly harder than college for me. Oh, I went to a college prep high school, which like it would, you know, I met like one of my best friends still. Was there, but like it was so intense and I worked so hard and I felt like so much of my worth was wrapped up in it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when I have kids, I want them to be like, I don't know if I even, I mean, I guess they'll probably go to college, but who knows? Will we even have a world to go to college in then?
Probably not. And if probably we do, not. I won't be able to afford to send my kids there.
Right? So. But I just want them to chill out. Like I worked so hard in high school, so hard. I don't want to say for no reason, because like, you know, my life has been fine so far. I like enjoyed my time at Stanford, but I could have gone to any other school and like had an okay time also and not have like slept for 4 hours a night for 4 years of my development.
That's amazing. You know? My experience was the opposite. I didn't do shit in college. I only cared about, I used to reward myself for going to class the whole time.
Oh yeah, in college I barely went to class. In college I worked. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. In high school I worked so hard.
That's right.
And okay. Then in college I was like, I'm done. I should have taken a gap year. This is sure. Bullshit. I don't give a shit about.
Yeah, this, I you didn't know? Work hard in either high school or college. I will say I do think it's crazy that we make 18-year-olds try to decide the fate of their life,
right?
And it also comes, obviously, you're a white woman, I'm a white woman, like it comes down to privilege. Like I'm fine. It had nothing to do with my grades, and it had everything to do with like who was signing the checks and
100%.
And you know, I grew up really close to New York City, so it was really easy for me after school. Like my first jobs were in New York City, and I commuted from my parents' house, and like that was something that a lot of people couldn't do, you know. And but yeah, I didn't do shit in high school. And at high school I was I actually got voted, I'm not to brag or anything, but I did get voted biggest drama queen, and not for theater, though I was a theater kid. And they wouldn't let me accept. They wouldn't let the superlative go through because it was really big, like anti-bullying or whatever. And they were like, saying you're a drama queen is bullying. And I'm like, I don't feel bullied. Like, I love attention.
Like, I am a drama queen.
Yeah. give me this. I was so mad. I was
class soccer mom as a superlative.
What does that mean? I mean, I know what that means, but like, what does that mean in the, what did that mean in the context of your high school?
I think it just meant I was bossy. I don't know. I think it just meant I was annoying.
But you were a theater kid too?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was the big theater kid. I was always at school because my mom was a teacher. That's why I went there. And so she was always there doing meetings and running this club and doing that. And so I was always there.
Yeah.
So I, you know, and I was doing rehearsal and doing this club and doing that club and doing whatever. I was so very involved. Very I loved having not cool, not cool, but very like I felt very accomplished and fulfilled in high school.
Amazing.
But I think that's because of the structure. Like I wish freelance life had that structure, right? You know what I mean?
No, you peaked at feeling that you only get one time in your life where you feel fulfilled and accomplished, and for you it was high school. So you're not going to get it again.
I felt fulfilled. I felt accomplished, okay. But I was also like 4 hours of sleep at night. The only thing that mattered to me was working hard enough to get into what I thought was a good college at the time, et cetera, et cetera.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah,
I definitely am much more chill now. I'm like, no, that was okay for me. But now I'm going to just relax.
The medication, though. I mean, it's for me, too. A plus. Well, no, I mean, freelance life is very much like college in that you really only have to do a couple hours of solid work a day to get by. But even still, that's very difficult.
Yes.
I was always at school, too, because I got detention all the time because I never shut up, as you can probably tell. And I was constantly talking and like Caroline's very animated. It would be great if she could shut the fuck up for a few seconds.
That's so funny.
I got Saturday detention for like cutting art too many times, which was like, who cuts art? God. Like, cut something.
I know. Art's the best one.
Yeah. I think I was like going through a phase where I was like, I'm a badass. But it's like when you cut a class in high school, it's like they basically have ankle monitors on you. Like, where could you be? Like, I was in the library.
You're in the parking
like, fucking,
lot.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Like, fucking like, around pretending I knew how to smoke. It's like smoking a cigarette at the wrong end. And I had Saturday detention and my parents were so mad at me and they grounded me. And it was February of 2002. I remember this like it was yesterday. It was almost 20 years ago. And they grounded me. They were so angry. I'm still friends. I'm friends with like the dean of students on Facebook. Like she and I like talk all the time. But like definitely when I showed up to my sister's high school graduation 10 years later, she like the dean of students came up to me. She's like, we didn't know what was going to happen to you. Like,
oh my God.
But I was a freshman in that Saturday detention and I met the love of my high school life who was a senior. And I got into the car and my parents were like, so how was, like, you learn your lesson? Like, I met a boy and he's amazing.
Oh my God.
And they were like, oh my God.
Breakfast Club. Yeah. Oh my God.
And I like dated him like on and off for like, well, dated is a nice term. But we hooked up sometimes. And I think he had a girlfriend at one point for a while.
Oh my God.
And I learned nothing from that Saturday detention. And my parents were like, probably grounded me for more after that. But like, it sounds like you and I had a similar high school experience despite being like kind of opposite people.
I definitely would have thought you were cool.
I wasn't. For sure. Trust me.
I mean, I don't think anyone at my school was cool. It was like 60 kids in a class and we were all like prepping for college. So sure. We were all fucking nerds. But my biggest scandal in high school was when I was editor of the newspaper and I wrote a savage op-ed about the dean of students' new office being in the student center and how it was watching us all the time. And they tried to... They got mad at me and tried to make me delete it. And I was like, freedom of the press.
No, I love that.
I got in so much trouble.
I love that for you. No, I love that so much. That's amazing. Is it archived somewhere? What year would have that been?
Oh, yeah. I have it on my computer somewhere for sure. I graduated in 2009 from high school. So it would have been like 2008, 2007.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. You're a baby. You're a baby.
I remember very proudly using the word panopticon. And I was like, that'll get them. Now they'll know how the students feel. Such a fucking nerd.
Like, no, I really love that. No, I loved when the editors of the paper, and I was a journalism major in college, so I did sort of dabble in the school paper arts. And I loved when they would try to do some censorship on school papers because there was always a fucking badass editor being like, I've read the Constitution.
Literally.
Miss Smith, you
it's
fucking
so stupid
moron.
To pick a fight about it.
No,
why
it's
do you
so
care?
Dumb. So,
it's a college paper or a high school paper. Paper. Like, let them publish whatever they want.
They
Who
did
cares?
They did a talent show at my high school. I had since graduated. My brother was still there. And they did like a variety show type of thing. I think that was what it was. And three juniors in high school did... the vagina monologue. They recited a poem from the vagina monologues. The school told them they couldn't say the word vagina.
Oh,
and
my God.
They did anyway. And then they all got suspended for saying the word vagina in the vagina monologue.
Hell yeah.
And then it was on the Today Show and in New York Times. And then Eve Ensler came to my high school to like talk to the administration about
that
for being so
feminism.
Stupid. It was amazing because it was like, I've never seen anything like it. It just, that sums up high school for everyone, right?
That's what you think the real world is when you're in high school. You're like, yeah, you do something and it matters.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's what you think. You're like, yeah, the world.
Yeah, like Eve Ensler's coming to my school because I said vagina at the variety show. It felt like a Kate McKinnon sketch. Oh, speaking of, tell me that we relate to this on this level. The SNL sketch, Lin-Manuel Miranda, the cast party.
Oh, yes, 100%. Okay. 100%.
We're Kendra.
Cast parties are horny as shit.
So horny. And all the guys
so
are
horny.
Gay.
And that's my high school boyfriend. He Classic story. He had a crush on another girl, and I just spent enough time paying attention to him to when he liked me. He was a very nice boy. We had a lovely relationship for 2 years, and then we went to college. But we flirted a lot backstage. Love at that. Parties, yes. and at shows, and yes. That's how we got together. Because I, you know, was in my costume, and I'd be like, "Can I sit on the couch next to you and go run my lines?"
Can you go over these sides with me?
Yeah, do you want to read it with me? My two lines are like, "Sir, the visitor's here." I'm like, "Thanks."
You're like, "How am I saying it? Do you is it believable when I'm asking?"
Do you think I which word should I accentuate? Do you think which one sounds more 18th century? It's so stupid.
I love that thing, because when Kate McKinnon walks in like a sexy tank top but with old woman makeup, 100%. It brings me back to being Jack's mother and Into the Woods and being like, I'm so hot. And
oh my God. Especially as a chubby teen, I was always like the maid, woman who screams, woman who dies, woman who this. Yep. I always had that old lady shit on my face.
Yep, me too. Yeah, I was tall, I was chubby, and I was tall and
yeah,
and I could never play
the ingenue.
Yeah, or even like ingenue too, like main character's best friend who's just like a little kooky. There was another girl uh-huh. who was a little kooky, so she always got that part.
Yeah,
it didn't recur to me until like maybe a few years ago, literally in my 30s, that like the teachers in charge of the high school plays casted them before they did auditions.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Didn't they realize
created
that.
The shows.
Yeah,
and like we're like, who do we have for what?
Yeah, exactly.
At my school, they did a terrible job at that, because senior year when I did not do it, they did The Wiz, and there was only one black person in it. Because my school was a very white, very rich college prep school.
Yep.
So that was a fail on their part.
Who did the black student play?
He's one of my friends. He played the Scarecrow character.
Wow. That was it. We did The Wiz in seventh grade. There were no black people. So you have one up on us.
It was just wild. I, in retrospect, I remember being in, it didn't take that long for retrospect for that to be bad. I was in college and I was like, why did he do that?
Yeah.
Why did Mr. Blank do that to us?
Yeah.
Why did he decide The Wiz was the right thing to do? He had issues.
So
like,
bad.
Come on. Yeah.
I actually got in an argument with the musical director on Twitter.
Oh my God. Of
that production. Didn't know he followed me. That's also the thing about tweeting, is sometimes you're just telling a story from 1997 and that person's like, "Hey Caroline, what's
up?" My God.
And he argued with me to this day that
what was his point?
He said it was important to learn about, you know, art that was made by and for black people. And I said, yeah, obviously, but not for us to do the
yes.
art. Like,
yes,
you can't have an all white Wiz. And luckily for us, it was 1997, because if it had been in the time of like YouTube and cell phones, there'd be a lot of quote cancel culture happening.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It was offensive in a lot of ways. I loved doing that show because the music is obviously amazing, but looking back on it, being like,
my God, I'm so glad I had a boyfriend and didn't try out for the musical that year.
Oh my God, you can't have both.
Sophia. You can't have both.
You can't have a boyfriend and a part in the musical.
You don't have enough time.
You don't have enough time. Oh and my God, I could just talk about this with you for hours. I feel like this has to be its own podcast. We should have been writing Pen 15.
Oh my God.
I can't even
Pen 15.
See, I can't
so
even watch
much.
It because it's the exact year of they're exactly my age. So it's
really
it's too much for me. Mm-hmm.
The masturbation thing with the grandma is so I screamed when I saw that part.
Screamed.
Like just there's so many parts in it that are so intense. And even like I don't know if like I wonder, I mean I'm sure there's lots of guys who relate to it, but my boyfriend will watch it and be like, "What?" And I'll be like, "This wasn't you exactly." What?
It's so it is the most perfect show, but it's so small doses.
Yes.
Because
it has to be, because you cringe so hard.
Yeah. Like anytime they're at a school dance, like grinding, my entire vagina crawls up into my lungs.
And I remember the first time I was grinding, which was not actually grinding. It was just I had my butt against my friend and we like swayed back and forth in the same way. And it was to it was that song? What's that song called? It's like 369.
Yeah, to time. The windows, to the wall.
Yeah. That was
till
that
sweat
song.
Drops off my balls.
Exactly. Classic. All these classic. Bitches,
yeah. Do you remember the song your first slow dance?
Oh boy, I don't think so because it was the school that I went to from 7th grade through 12th grade, and so there were 30 guys in my class.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know I was by then. Nobody was out at that point in middle school. And so they were all my friends or bullies. You know what I mean? So it was like not that exciting.
Okay.
That do you remember sense. Yours?
Yes. 6th grade, very far apart, like a leper.
Yes.
Like
yes, arms straight.
Like just like the points of my fingers grazing his shoulder.
Sweaty
fingers. And my hair like, you know, like the two strands.
Yes.
Just like,
down.
Just like Pen 15. Aerosmith. No, Goo Goo Dolls. What was the one that was like, and
Iris?
I don't want the world. Yeah. That was Iris.
Is that Iris?
Yes, Iris.
I have that CD from the library and I listen to it.
From the library. I love that. Community minded. I love that. Support your local library. You guys, I had so many questions about the She's All Fat podcast. It's fat positive. It's like so amazing. It's a wonderful safe space. I was like, this is like, there's the overlap that I imagine already exists between G-Thanks Just Bought It and She's All Fat exists, but if there's not overlap, I wanted her to be able to tell you. But now it's like, you just know Sophia, so please just go listen to it, because we just spent 30 minutes like down memory lane of being freaking awkward in middle school and high school. I'm now, you know what, Sophia, I want to do like a Christmas carol, but it's not Christmas. It's just me going like Marley's ghost going back to like 1999 and being like, hey guys, don't do the all white whiz. Just trust me.
Oh my God. It's literally, there's so many things that I'm sure people, you know, I mean, there's so many things that I regret having done as a white person. So many things. Yeah. But that is the one thing where I'm like, oh, I really dodged a bullet there. If I had done that as a senior in 2009, I would have really regretted.
2009, I will say, not to harp on, you know, our age.
It's too recent.
I graduated in college in 2009, I knew at that point. An all-white version of the Wiz?
Not good.
Don't know that I would do it.
Not okay.
1997, not much better, but at least it was in the 1900s, okay?
Yeah.
Like, we were...
Before the millennium.
It was before the millennium.
Yeah.
It was before 9/11. It was before
different times. I mean, it's all not okay, but there's so many things that I think about like that I'm like, oh God, YouTube was like a big thing. My senior year of high school is when YouTube happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing as you. Like, kids now, I sound like such a
kids
boomer.
Today.
Kids now.
Yeah.
But like, they're going to have a record of everything. And I'm like, I'm so glad I'm cringe so hard at every Facebook memory that comes up.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And also like all of my statuses were like away messages where I'm like, Caroline is studying. Oh my
God. Yes. That's what I mean.
But you know what though? Kids are smarter today because like there's just a gap. And unfortunately, I think you fall into it and I kind of fall into it a little bit where like when we were all being introduced to the internet, it was like you didn't know. Like, so it was like there was no context of being like, what would this be like if this was here forever? What would that mean and how would that affect me? Like kids today, I mean, even like the high schoolers like 5 or 6 years ago were like smart enough to have like Finstas that were like locked. And
That's true.
It's like they know who's watching. Whereas in college, I was just like, we had like my friend and I like had a Facebook group about our part-time job where we literally like slandered our boss that we hated like by name and like with a picture of her.
Oh,
and it was like
God.
The beep, like haters club. And it was like this person.
And
it's like
so many clubs
searchable
like that on Facebook around that time.
It's like,
you're such bullies.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right. Bullied and a bully. But, but also I also laugh because the Pen 15 fashion was very on.
Yes.
Like, I was like, I look so hot. And now I look at, like, 12-year-olds and they're, like, contouring and they're, like, a full
oh my
beat.
God.
And I'm like, what the 100%. Fuck? I was just wearing whatever shade I could find. I didn't realize you had to match the shade to your face. What the hell?
Well, I matched the shade to my eyes because I used those CoverGirl little palettes that were for your eye color. Hell yeah, you remember those?
I do. Right. Blue eyes. Blue. Yes. Fucking electric blue eyeshadow. Yes.
And silver, which is not a good color.
Love
for
that.
Me
or like white eyeliner. Were you old enough for the white eyeliner?
No, that was before my time.
Yeah, well, you're lucky because it's like, do you want to look like a ghost? Well, no.
Yeah.
And just like smear. Every time I saw a picture of Donald Trump's foundation line, it was the only time I related to him. I was like, I get it.
So true.
I understand. True. I hate you, but I understand.
Oh my God.
Sophia, what has, let's do a swift pivot because we're like, just not, I'm just like, let's just talk about high school. Okay, so we are now like a year into this pandemic. Yeah. What has shopping looked like for you in the last year? Not like groceries, not like necessities, but like how are you getting your fun? Like what do you do? Like what are you buying? What are you doing?
What am I buying?
Yeah, what do you tell me it everything?
It has changed because my fun purchases have changed completely from little accessories and little things for showing off, by which I mean having people over or going out, which Love is that. Why it's fun to have accessories, you yes. know. To, like, just, I put all my extra budget into when I want a Postmate instead of
I love that. Multiple so, like, times a week.
Because, like, that is, like, I spent a while being like, okay, what do I truly like wearing cute outfits for? And if I'm real with myself, it's to go out and look cute. Yeah. I don't care about doing it in my house. I know everyone is like, I know there's a lot of people who are like,
if I get dressed better, every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, it feels better if you do. I don't give a shit. I can't do it. Same. I like going out and looking cute in the world. It's for when I participate in the world.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Not in my house where I want to be my gremlin self.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't even shower for my home self. I shower just, if I'm going out.
I want to be cozy.
It's sweatpants and sweatshirts all the way.
So I'm now at the point where I need to throw away most of my sweatshirts and sweatpants because I've worn them like every single day of the last year. And they now like smell in ways that, you know, you can't wash out. Like I need new ones. So I was thinking about what I could recommend. And I have two recommendations.
Oh, I can't. Like, yeah, just jump right in. I love that.
Okay. And then we can discuss them. And then we can even go back to the podcast if we want to.
We
might not have to. We might not. So the first thing.
I feel like everyone has already turned off this episode and is now just listening to She's All Fat. Everyone's like, okay, Caroline, thanks. See ya.
No, not true. This is a very fun. I'm having a great time.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think you have to convince anyone to listen to you talk because I'm now okay, just good. Like a big fucking
well, that's all my podcast is. It's just me doing this, except half the time I'm like, being fat's annoying.
I love that.
Like, people bully us. And then the other half I'm like, isn't being fat great? We love each other.
That's life. I mean, that's just life. I'm going to send you an episode we did recently about, like, just wishing I was a head in a jar sometimes. And then,
oh my God.
I could talk forever about body stuff, but I need to know what you brought. And then we'll get back to the body stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
This so body weight.
Number one is body related. Okay.
Let me hear it.
This never happens. Okay. So usually when you hear recommendations or you see shopping recommendations and you're a fat person, you expect them to not fit you unless it's an accessory, right? Every chubby person has the experience if you go to the mall and what are you looking for? The shoes or the purses, because that is what you can buy while your other friends are trying on fucking whatever, from age whatever to whatever. I have this experience from limited to forever 21.
Sure.
Okay?
Yep.
Limited to icon of my youth. Really wanted to shop there. Really wanted to shop there. God. anyways, so there's going with the cozy theme and the fact that I want to share something that is for the fats. So there is... This is unfortunately an Amazon rec,
We love Amazon here.
Well, I try to avoid Amazon, by which I mean I feel really guilty every time I order something from Amazon, but I still do.
But this brings us back, Sophia. I just want to interject just because if you're a new listener or you haven't heard us talk about this before, like the thing about Amazon is that a lot of times it's talked down by people who either can afford to shop elsewhere or have yes. access to shop elsewhere.
Absolutely.
And that can come in the form of like literally like being able to mm-hmm. go out and go shopping, or, you know, be able to afford things to come to your house for whatever it costs to come to your house. Or in the size world, in like the fashion world, it's one of the few places that offers some really, really good, affordable, accessible plus size options. And I feel like people who buy their medium skirts at Forever 21 can't yeah. get on their high horse about Amazon. It all comes from the same yes. place. It's not like Forever 21's most ethical place true. On earth. So don't feel bad no. about everyone likes to avoid Amazon. Shopping small is important. Shopping Black-owned businesses is super important.
Yes.
You can also shop at Amazon until everyone catches up and until all of the ethically made stuff isn't also like a socioeconomic yeah, yeah, issue, yeah. then you don't have to apologize for it. And I will just say that because that's how I feel. Okay. So this is an Amazon purchase.
Okay. I agree with you. I am a person who has the opportunity to purchase small. So every time I do, I'm like, bad. But... You know, no, I agree like, with you.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, you can make small. You don't have to. One.
This
great,
is my listen. To yeah. be clear, this is yeah. my perfectionism.
No, because, I get it.
You know, but like, you know, I do try to be mindful of it, which is why, like, on our website, we have like a list of fat-owned and like businesses and amazing. Like black-owned businesses, blah blah. But I do try to like mix in the racks. That's why I chose an Amazon rack, is to be more accessible, because I didn't want to promo only something that's like super expensive.
No, we
and
like that.
A lot of plus size clothing, as you're saying, when it's ethical, it's very expensive. So if you are somebody who has the money to go support a small business, I would like to recommend the brand Ori, O-R-I, which does beautiful sweatshirts.
Amazing.
But if you are also looking for an Amazon rack, then, and you want to look and feel in a way that most fat people don't, which is like Ariana Grande in a huge sweatshirt, then I recommend the Champion Men's Big Tall Fleece Crew sweatshirt in size 6X, which is available on Amazon. 100%. Go buy it right now. You will feel swimming in it. You will not have to wear pants. You will feel like you are Ariana.
Literally ready.
Clip on a ponytail, bitch.
Sit on that stool.
Live your best life. Yeah.
Wait, tell me again what it is, even though I know, like, okay. I need to write it down.
Champion Men's yeah. Big Tall Fleece Crew sweatshirt. Ugh. I can text you the link after this.
I love that.
And it comes up to 6X. And so that's not, you know, that's not all bodies, but if you can fit underneath that.
And that's
that
a
window,
men's 6X, right?
Yes. I mean, okay. Yes. So I think I got a 5X, and it's very like it's very cozy and it's fun, because as fat people, we never get to do the thing where we're like,
I'm
just
cute
swimming
and
in
cozy.
It. It's so yep. big. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, my little sweater and my coffee,
my
and I'm so cozy.
You see my fingies poking out of my sweatshirt.
Oh, my boyfriend has to get everything from the top shelf because I'm so small.
And it's so fun. It's so fun.
It is
so
fun to feel very tiny
inside a big tent. I put it on, and every single time I think about that part in Anastasia, the animated movie that I was obsessed with, where Dimitri gives her a dress and then she tries to go in it and he's like, I bought you a dress, and she goes, you bought me a tent. I swear to God, that's exactly how the clip goes. Think about it every time I put it on. I love it. It's the best.
What a great recommendation. Thank you. That is wonderful. I think also because no matter what size you are, I mean, look, no hate against my small petites. I'm amazing for you. Mm-hmm. But it is very easy to, like, the word oversized is thrown yes. a lot around yes. a lot in fashion. And that just doesn't apply to my body. Like, oversized exactly. for who?
Oversized what?
Oversized
my
what?
Size?
Yeah, exactly. Oversized and oversized for who? And I hate when people yeah. are like, oh, it's a medium, but it fits oversized. I'm like, okay, well, then it's a large.
Right.
Like.
Right. Exactly.
Or it's a medium, but if it's oversized, okay, but then it's for you who's small.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's nothing I hate more than usually, because I'm usually like teetering in the 14 to 16 range. So depending on where I shop, I can either get the very, very top of whatever straight size clothing.
Yeah.
And usually the more expensive the straight size clothing is, the less likely it is that I can fit into it. Yeah. Extra larges at like an Old Navy are very different than like an extra large at a Zara.
Yeah,
and
totally.
There's nothing worse for me than, like you said, that experience of going into a store where all your friends are like, I may get this, and I might 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 get this, and I get this, and everything yes. fits me. And being like, I'm going to go look at the sweatshirts. And then even realizing yep. like the sweatshirts are tight. And you're yep. like, what the fuck? Because extra yep. large, extra large as a size means nothing.
It doesn't mean shit.
Doesn't mean anything.
That's why it's so frustrating. So I can say that this Champion sweatshirt.
Wonderful.
You know, like on Amazon, on the bottom, it sometimes has like a bunch of, it has like XXXL and then it also has 3X. You know yeah. what I mean? Like it has like different sellers yeah. label it differently. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So get like 4X or 5X or 6X. Get one of the ones that say 4X, 5X, 6X.
So if you are a size 16, if I'm a size 16, what number X am I looking for to get the billowy feeling of billowy?
I mean, it depends because I don't want to make a specific rec because a size 16 can look so different on yeah. so many people
and, I'm tall,
and be shaped differently.
It's true.
I'm currently a size 26.
Okay.
And the 5X fits me comfy and is big, but it depends what
you're looking
shape
for.
You want, you know?
Yeah. I guess it can only mean great things for just having options is super
yes,
nice.
Exactly.
And also,
I was thinking about ordering some men's sweatpants from Champion.
I was going to say,
yeah.
The thing about men ordering men's, especially when you are plus size, but even when you're not, like it's generic clothing. Like
yeah,
Champion
exactly.
sweatpants could not be more generic.
No, and it just comes in a bigger size when it's for men's big and yeah. tall or whatever.
There's not like yeah. boob pockets for your tits,
no,
like in a woman's
not.
Sweatshirt. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yes, exactly.
Oh, here's where your vagina goes in these sweatpants.
Exactly.
I think, oh, this is specifically for your vagina. But like, yeah, I feel like people cut themselves off because they're like, oh, it's a men's. I'm like, it's sweatpants.
I talk about this with my friend Jazz a lot, Jasmine J. She also was at BuzzFeed, and now she's like influencer person. But she and I often look at ASOS men's stuff for stuff because it's looser, because we want that oversized look.
Yes.
And it's bigger than the options we get at the women's size.
Yeah. Oversized should be a thing that's available no matter what size you are to begin with. And unfortunately, it always just means like a big medium.
People just mean XL, but that's not, yeah, oversized is a fit. It's not a size.
It's not a size.
It's a style description.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean anything.
I'm so happy you did the same impression. Like, I feel like, oh my God, I'm so glad you live in LA. We can be friends.
yes.
But I'm always, my friend Sam and I are always doing the like, oh, so cute.
It's so fun. Because it's fun.
It's fun. And it's so like Pinteresty. It's like, here I am in my like big socks and my long
yes.
sweater. And I'm
and
reading
make
a book and my
tea.
Coffee. Yeah, it's exactly. And my like, my tea and my lights. I don't know. I look at it and I'm like, that's not real. And then I'm like, I want that. Like
I like to put it on and put on my big socks and then get a mug of tea. And then one of my friends lives with me right now, and I like to put it on and go, yeah. And just like,
oh, I'm so cold and tiny.
Yeah. That's like the Ariana Grande noise, right?
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. She. Yeah. Yeah. You can't even, it echoes within her sweatshirt. She,
yes.
Like, you know, she can have a concert in her sweatshirt. She's like,
exactly.
Three of my fans are going to come into my sweatshirt. I'm going to give them a private concert.
You know what? It's just proving that it's just a vibe. It's not about her actually being tiny because she is tiny.
No, it's a vibe, of course.
But it's a vibe. Anyone can have the vibe, you know?
And yeah, anyone, yeah. If you find a sweatshirt that goes up to a 6X, you can have the vibe.
You can also have the vibe.
You can be Ariana Grande. And also, like, I bet if you're on Amazon, you can get a clip in ponytail and
oh my God,
go for it. Go the fuck for it. I love that recommendation. What a great recommendation.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really, and how much is it?
Oh God. That part I didn't look at.
That's okay. I imagine it's probably not more than 30.
Oh, so So the reason I don't have an answer is because it depends on the seller.
Got
so
it.
It's between like 30 to 45, depending on when you find it. And I think I paid like 35 for mine.
I will say on the smaller, for people who are on the smaller end of the size spectrum, Gildan, which is like similar to Champion, also has a ton of stuff on Amazon and often runs like some colors are like $11. And I've gotten a few of those that I just like live in. But yeah.
Even that is like an example of like There's nothing on Amazon that's $11 like that, like, totally. For, you know?
But also just all. An example of how, like, bigger clothes cost more money for some reason.
Yes, 100%. That's what I mean.
Like, the swabs why? Of fabric to cover my body really cost you the extra.
Right. No, I know it didn't. It's fleece. It's fleece.
It's fleece. You can get it anywhere. You made it. You made it somewhere. I love that for you, and I love that for me as a person who's about to go buy a Champion Men's Big Tall Big Fleece. In
hell yeah,
I think I'm gonna go for, like, so you said you're 26 and a 5X is big on you.
I mean, I think I don't remember if I got the 5 or 6X. I think I might just got the largest size available.
I might just do that too.
You know
who? Yeah,
that's just the point. It's not gonna be too big because the point is
it's too big. Right. I'm not trying to, like, go out in it. It's not right. my going
it's
out just, top.
It's for swimming on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
You know?
Do you have a comfy? Have you tried the comfy?
No. I used to have my sister used to have a Snuggie, and okay. I used to make fun of her for having it, so I can't get a comfy.
You know what? It's good to know. It's good to know your place. You said you had two recommendations. Is there another one you wanted to share?
So this is another small one. This is just because I'm a crafty girl. I love doing crafts. I'm not really artsy. I'm not very good at representational art, but I love doing collages and that sort of shit.
What is representational art?
You know, like, if I couldn't, like, draw your face, it would look terrible. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But, no, like, okay. I'll make you a little card with okay. some stickers.
Yeah, you'll use a Mod Podge and, like, an old yeah. 17 magazine and make me a jewelry
exactly.
box. Got it. Okay.
Exactly. So I'm crafty.
Okay.
So my friend who are roommates, we, for Galentine's Day, we bought Crocs that were on sale for to have new indoor shoes because we both have plantar fasciitis.
Yep.
And then I found on Amazon... Again, Amazon, that you can buy off-brand gibbets that look fucking terrifying. So gibbets are those things that yeah. you put in the Crocs, right? But on Amazon, you can get packs from that are clearly, like, drop shipped from whatever the Chinese, like, Amazon is.
It's like Wish.
Whatever. Yes, like Alibaba or Wish or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like weird versions of, like, pop culture figures, but they're wrong. Like, there was, like, a Homer Simpson one, but with a brown beard, and, like, Winnie the Pooh, but one of his arms is black. Like, it's, and, like, they're insane. So we got a bunch of those.
Oh,
and
I'm looking them up right now. I'm like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Okay.
We got a bunch of those. And then I also you can also buy gibbet bases and just use house, like, regular Elmer's glue, and then you can make anything into a gibbet. So we spent a while doing that for each other on Galentine's Day.
Oh, man, I'm literally really choking.
Oh, my God.
I'm, like, so – I, like, just gasped so hard that, like, whatever, like, mucus was in my body is now – it literally lodged in my throat. This is amazing.
So fun. It was really fun. Oh. My favorite one was I bought tiny little glass bottles with a tiny cork, and then I'm going to write a message in it and put it in there and then put it on the gibbet and then give it to her for her birthday.
That is so cute. What a good idea. You know what I could – this would be, like, a fun – I mean, like, yeah, fun for adults, obviously, because, like, I too love a craft. But, like, you know, like, a 10-year-old's birthday party, just, like, buy
exactly.
a bajillion gibbets and everyone gets, like, a cheap pair of Crocs. And that's, like, the
yeah.
that's, like,
that's
you
the
know.
Activity.
Yeah, that's
we
the
gave
activity.
Them to each other. We dumped them out on the bed and then we made, you know, we fell into a ritual where we would go,
wow.
I give this gibbets to you.
I have two gibbets in my hand. Only yes. one can become America's Next Top Gibbets. I'm looking
fun.
At them all on Amazon right now. A lot of them are just like bulk
yes, that's gibbets. What we got.
And
yes.
and this is so, and it's like random 25 pieces for like $10, like random 100 pieces.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. Well, here's 100 different Black Lives Matter gibbets. Which,
oh my God, that
which,
seems
like, you
dark
can, sided. You can even imagine like how poorly that will... end Yikes. Up some the wrong person's gonna do something with that.
Yes, yes,
this is amazing.
They're really fun. I mean, again, they are like they show up and you're just like, this is what capitalism hath wrought. Like, this is nightmare. Like, I'm putting off-brand gibbets in my Crocs, but like, it's so fun.
Look,
it's
we're in
so
a pandemic
fun.
Like anything yeah. to keep us above water. This is so fun. I'm looking at it, 100 pieces of cartoons, and I'm seeing, like, characters from Sesame Street and Pokemon.
Yes, but they all look wrong. They don't look like the pictures.
None of them
they
are
all
right.
look wrong. They're, like,
It's like
something's fucked up.
Glitch in the matrix kind of thing where like, yes. Here's the Sesame Street where Big Bird is green, but like no one thinks it's weird and you're
100% like very Berenstain Bears.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. This is your Mandela effect. I love this. What a great idea. Did you get the Crocs on Amazon too? Or did you literally go to like Crocs.com?
I think they were on sale on Zappos. So we got them on sale at Zappos.
Do you love Zappos? I
love Zappos. Great return policy.
Amazing. You guys, if you don't shop on Zappos.
I just got hit by how 30s that was. I was like, yeah, we love Zappos. No,
people don't get it. It's not just for shoes, you guys. They have everything.
They have everything on Zappos.
And you can return it up to a year. And also, they just have amazing customer service. That was one of their things, like, I think, starting out as a... I know Amazon owns them, but when they weren't owned by Amazon, one of their things that was like, let's set ourselves apart from other online retailers is we want to be really good at customer service. And they deliver. Like, I literally had rain boots and I lost one and I called them and I was like, is there a possibility I could just buy one more rain boot? And they're like, we'll just send you a new pair for free. And I was like, I lost it. It's my fault. I was like, I just don't want one to go to waste. Like, is there, you know, do you have like a lost, an island of misfit rain boots where you could just send me like, you know, one? And they were like, no, it's fine. We'll send you another pair. And I was like, okay, well, charge the card on file. And they're like, no, we're not going to, you know, for you, anything for you.
Love
Carol.
That.
Everyone's love a VIP that. At Zappos.
At Zappos, you'll get treated how you want to be treated.
I really, truly like love Zappos so much. That should be my recommendation. I just buy Zappos. Everything from Zappos. Yeah. Do you remember the Miracle on 34th Street with Mara Wilson? Like the,
of course.
Okay, so there's this, you know, Allison Janney is in it. She has like a bit part.
Yes.
There's that scene where Allison Janney talks to the manager of the Kohl's department store after the Santa Claus is telling everybody like, oh, you know, the thing that your kid wants is really expensive here, but if you go down the street, it's like a lot cheaper. And she goes up to the manager and she's like, you've made a Kohl's customer out of me. I'm coming here for everything but toilet paper and bananas. Like, you tell me. Like, and that's me with Zappos. I'm like, you guys are so great. I will buy everything from you. Like,
one-stop
everything.
Shop.
One-stop shop.
Amazon wishes, honestly. Zappos got Amazon's place in your heart.
Well,
Jeff
they
Bezos
bought
is trying.
Zappos. That's why. They did wish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they damn. Bought Zappos. Like, I always forget because they do keep it really separate. But, like, I think Amazon saw what was happening and they were like, we will just purchase you.
They were like, this sounds great. We're going to have great customer service and we're going to maintain unlivable working hours in our warehouses. We got the best of both worlds.
Yeah, we're just Jeff, another few dollars is coming to you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We need to talk about, first of all, great recommendations.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Like, I was anxious about them, so thank you.
Everyone says they're anxious, but I'm like, hello. A plus.
Well, again, I mean, I have the anxiety, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But you got the meds, so you're
But good. I got the meds. Yeah.
So what can people, I mean, I just want to go back to talking about high school, but I want to ask you, like, what can people expect from, you know, the next couple of episodes of She's All Fat? Like, what are you guys on right now?
Sure. Well, we have an episode coming up at the end of this season that I'm excited about called hashtag, it's a new episode type we're doing called hashtag just fat things, where it's going to be kind of funny and kind of silly. And we're talking about bathrooms. So we're talking about the like things that thin people might want to listen to it to find out accessibility issues, and fat people might want to listen to it because it's funny. And we're complaining about the things that annoy us in bathrooms that we never get to talk about because it's seen as like shameful.
Tell
That's
me
one thing.
A little bit about something.
Oh my God. Okay. For example, well, what'd you say? You're 14, 16. So I feel
so
like you
I
might
ride
be
the line.
Approaching this. You might
I
be
ride
approaching this.
Okay. No, lay it on me.
You know when you go into a really small bathroom and the sanitary box is like too close to you and it like does it ever hit your leg yes. while you're trying to pee and then you're like, why am I touching this fucking sanitary yes. with like blood on it because this is a fucking disgusting. All I want to do is pee and not have to press my thighs together.
Yeah, I would love for my legs to not be touching anything ideally. Well, right? But the thing about I can't even imagine being in a bigger body because right now, and I'm at my heaviest, yes. As I'm sure a lot of people are at this point in quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like everyone's sort of at their heaviest, whatever that means to them. But there is rarely a time where I can go into a public bathroom and not have to like do a little like twister pivot
dance.
Turn to yeah. get the door to fucking close with my entire yeah. body in the stall.
And if you have a coat,
and
or
if you have a
purse.
Coat or a bag, forget it. Like yeah. you can. So, my butt is always like jammed in the. In the door. It just
and I'm literally
sucks.
Like six sizes larger than you. So like
imagine. No, I can't.
My ass touches that fucking box. So it's like, well, I hope you actually can't get STIs from touching a box. Because like I've touched it now. So that's what we're talking about that episode.
Yep.
We also, let's see what else is coming up. We just did an episode about Melissa McCarthy and mm-hmm. all the different forms she has been. We do some fatty film schools like that. We do
that.
Listener call-in episodes. We do media stuff. In March, we're having March Media Fatness, which is all episodes about fatty film schools and books and some songs, I think.
Nice.
And we just talk, you know, it's just a safe space, meaning like we're just chill vibes. And we talk about the good and bad of being fat in the world and hopefully make people feel a little bit more seen
yeah.
and held, kind of.
I really love that. And what I also love about She's All Fat is that something that I think gets lost in the, obviously, in the body positivity world, it's like body positivity is not the same as fat acceptance. Like, there's not,
yeah.
and I think a lot of people are like, I accept my body. And I'm like, great. But also, like, society accepts your body. So it's like,
right.
that's different. Like, I'm excited
yeah.
that you love you, but like,
yeah.
but you're like, but you can like get yes. on an airplane and like not worry about things. And there are
yes.
there are people that can't. So, and also just like there, you know, in order to talk about fat positivity, you have to talk about black women and you have to talk about like the race part of it. But what I like about She's All Fat is also that like not every day is like an amazing day to be in a fat body.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that what gets lost in this world of body positivity, even in the influencers and the accounts that are like following all the rules and like, you know, giving the glory to black women and being, you know, fat positive. And but is that like sometimes it's like, can you just tell me that like some days you wake up and you look in the mirror and you like want to throw something at it? Like, because
yeah, sure.
Because if I don't hear other people say that, I'm like, wow, like I'm so mean to me. Like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
don't love myself the way that I should be
oh,
loving
yeah.
myself. Like, I like the well, idea that She's All Fat is also sort of just acknowledges the highs and the lows and the acceptance and the like just like the humanness of being a bigger body in the world. And I find that to be like very real and very refreshing.
Yeah. I mean, you're really talking about, that's why our, you know, our motto is, or our little saying or whatever is fat activism, radical self-love and chill vibes only. Because self-love is really different from
yeah.
fat activism.
Yes.
Like we talk about, you know, a lot of the parts of fat activism are in fact have nothing to do with self-love and are very painful. You know, we talk about how, you know, medical fat phobia, going to the doctor, how hard that is. All the things that you can face there. We talk about the how hard it is sometimes to even, you know, like I talked recently on the pod about how during quarantine, because I've seen so many fewer people, I'm like not looking forward to, like there's this part of me that's not looking forward to being out in the world and being called fat by people driving by again, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's the hard parts of it that have nothing to do with what my self-esteem, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That has nothing to do with my self-love or whatever.
Yeah.
And in fact, self-love is a completely different practice. It has
yes.
nothing to do with the way the world is.
Yeah.
Self-love is, you know, it's like the, you know,
you can
I
love yourself,
myself, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You can love yourself all you want, but you can also go into a restaurant and be like, okay, my thighs are
me.
Digging
yeah.
into the chair. Exactly.
Exactly. So it's like you got to remember the difference between those two things because you can't self-love the world into not
right.
treating you differently. All you can, you know, the self-love is acceptance at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's just accepting yourself and that's a totally different practice. So yeah, we try to talk about all the different parts. And you're also welcome in the family at She's All Fat at any stage. You don't have to be at self-love. You don't have to be, you know, at any stage of like fat activism or anything. It's like, I think this world is hard enough to any kind of person with a different kind of body. Mm-hmm. And I want people to have the space to feel and be how they are while knowing that this is a space where it's people who want to fight for you. Like I will, mm-hmm. you know, I don't have to love my body to fight for my rights. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And right. There's a very big line between wanting and fighting for a world that is more accessible
yeah.
to a fat body. And
do I want my friends to have self-love? Of course, I want them to be happy. Yeah. But do I give a shit if most people like love their body? No, I want to not be shouted at and called a cow. When right. I, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, and it's also like when people are like, well, there's also skinny shaming too. And I'm like, okay.
I don't care. I do not care. That's fine. Did for you watch, that's true.
Did you watch Selling Sunset on Netflix?
Of course. Yes.
Remember when Christine, who's like the villain, a little too self-aware of a villain, but she goes, honestly, high school was really hard for me. Like, I was really pretty and, you know, yes. really thin, and everyone was yes. mean to me about it. And I was like, okay, Christine, I'm sorry. That sounds hard.
Christine's not wrong. Like, you know, beauty standards, it's the same. It's similar to sexism. Sexism is also bad for men. They just don't have the worst of it, you know?
Yes. They don't have the worst of it, and they'll never have the worst of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like also puts bad expectations on them, but it's like that's not the point.
Yeah. Everyone will suffer some sort of like yeah. moment where society is telling you that your body, whatever it looks like, whatever size it is wrong. But yeah. only fat people will
even. Yeah, suffer the worst consequences.
Yeah.
I mean, even anything that's set up as, you know, the white cishet patriarchy,
yes.
even if you fulfill the top of that, you'll never feel good because it's based off of these, like, fake things,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
And so it's if just, you're buying into it,
yes.
then that, is, yeah, it still sucks for you, for
and
sure.
And you have to just accept the intersectionality of it, which is that, like, for a thin white woman, like a fat white woman may have an easier time getting attention at the doctor than
yeah.
a thinner black woman because
oh,
of
yeah,
race.
There's lots of intersectionality.
Exactly.
For sure.
And like, yeah. you know, I have never had a doctor doubt my level of pain, but a black yeah. woman at my size would be, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
there's all this stuff that goes into it. And you're right. It's just so not the same as being like, wake up and love your body. Give
no,
yourself
not
a
at
hug.
All.
Like, it's like, all right, fucking relax.
Exactly. Like, I don't care. Like, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, self-love is like unless you're
that's
talking
a solo
about true
journey. Yeah.
Yes. And unless you're talking about true radical self-love, like Sonya Renee Taylor, like not buying into the ladder of cishet patriarchy anymore, then it's just like self-esteem from like what? You have a nice outfit, you feel good, you feel like you fit into the system
yeah.
that day. It doesn't
right.
fucking matter, you know?
Right.
I care if like the people I care if people feel good about themselves, but that's not my work.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah.
my you know?
Yeah.
It's like and it doesn't matter, like somebody can be a fat activist and for fat people or whatever and also be like, I feel insecure today. It's like, yeah, you're a normal person.
Yeah, you're a human.
You know?
Yeah. And a yeah. lot of times the self-love journey, you know, can lead to the activism.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think
because
a lot
then
of
you
times
start
it
to
does.
See like, oh, this is fake. Oh, I was buying into this thing. Oh,
yeah.
Like now this makes sense to me for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And self-love is great if you are also sort of like making a universal statement blanket like commitment to
yeah.
trying to get everyone there, but through the lens of the patriarchy and through the lens of like, you know, the thin
yeah, a lot
world,
of self-love is like I love how similar I am to this ideal
yes.
at this moment. And it's not really about much, where like, which is why I highly recommend Sonya Renee Taylor's work, because it's about like divesting from that. What
mm-hmm.
do you like about yourself not attached to these standards,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah,
like, and that's totally different work.
Yeah.
But it's also fine. Like, I also like when yeah. I put on a cute outfit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's like we're people, like we're humans.
It's fine.
Like, it's really hard to like, we all, I mean, everyone's like, your productivity is not your worth. It's like, yeah, but also my productivity gets me a paycheck,
yeah,
and I need that to live, you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's really, I hate when people get on their soapbox and they're like, you know, you should really like divest 100%. And it's like, okay, you can divest to a certain extent.
Divesting is divesting in the way you're talking about, like divesting in self-love. It's very like white privileged influencer talk.
Yes,
that,
yes.
Like, is about mindfulness. That's not truly about any of those things at all.
Yeah.
It's the appearance of it.
Yes.
And it's like the within the capitalist ladder still of it.
Everything because, is.
Well, of course it is. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So like that. And that is all fine, but all it is doing is creating more expectations for you to try to reach where you're like pretending that you're fine
yeah.
about this when you're actually not. Like, you know, there's then there I try to focus for self-love personally on the things that are like usually what I find is that I'm being too hard on myself. And like a lot of my self-love practice is being like, maybe it's actually okay, whatever it is that I'm punishing myself for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not like self-love for me is not like, oh, I got to meditate. It's like,
no.
Oh, I didn't realize when I woke up this morning that I was like worried about doing this thing wrong. Maybe I did it okay, actually, and I can stop worrying about it right now.
Yeah, a lot of it is just like cutting yourself some slack.
Yeah.
My motto is my motto is often body positivity for everyone but me. But like, but that's what I'm working on is like, I extend a lot of grace, understanding, empathy and sympathy. And then I'm very hard on myself. And so like part of that is like, you know, why aren't you giving that to you? But that's not the same as being an activist. And I think people get, I think because of Instagram, people get very
100%.
I think rightfully confused, as to what the differences between the two are or what should be looking for. But I feel like, you know, She's All Fat is a wonderful resource, not just if you are a fat person or if you are a person in a bigger body, however you want to talk about yourself, because there's like tons of relatable moments there, but also just for everyone who considers themselves to be an accepting person.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, what does that mean?
Or if you want to learn more about other people's experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it will blow your mind, I think, especially if you are in a, and always have been in a, even not even a thin body, but like in just a, what society deems an average body. Like, so many things are built for you. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I honestly find usually that the people who have the hardest time accepting the ideas you have to accept to get to fat activism, which is like thin bodies aren't better morally than fat bodies.
Right.
People cannot, you know, diets don't work, like blah, 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 all this stuff. The people who have the hardest time accepting it are people who have fought for a long time with their weight to stay within a socially quote unquote acceptable norm.
Yeah.
People who have been fat their whole lives or people who have, I mean, a lot of people who have been fat are still like in diet culture, but people who have been fat their whole lives or people who have always been thin naturally also seem to get it faster because they're, I have a lot of friends who are like always thin and they're like, yeah, well, I didn't do anything to like stay this way.
Yeah.
If you have spent a lot of time dieting and a lot of investment in keeping yourself in those norms is when it's harder because what you really have to do is divest from like this thing that you spent so long invested in.
Yeah.
Like truly investing in.
Yes.
You know?
And being told like you are great. Wow, you did it. You are amazing.
Yes.
And there's also I find the hardest part to be and I have talked about this before, so regular listeners will know. And what I like about She's All Fat is because I feel like it's a place where it's like, oh, this issue is not just about me, which is like, you know, health and size have nothing to do with each other. Like your lung capacity actually determines more about your health than the size of your waist. But there are times where my weight or my body has been and maybe it's not even the size, maybe it's just like, oh, like my flexibility has gone down or like, oh, and I'm like, oh, I wish that I was like in a better, I wish I could do this, like I wish this thing wasn't hard for me. And then that's the part where I find it to be most difficult, because the next logical step according to the world around us is like start dieting, start working out, like punish yourself. It's like I want there to be more spaces where you can be like, yeah, like you're not feeling very good and like, it, you know what I mean? Like, if you, you know, maybe if you were carrying a little less, you would feel better. And then let's talk about, like, who you're doing that for and why and how you're doing it and where your brain is through all of that. Because sometimes I just think, like, oh, I'm gaining weight to, like, spite the man. But then I bend over and my back hurts and I'm like, well, who did I do that? Like, who did I do this for? I'm in pain.
I mean, yeah. I mean, for sure. I mean, I would even ask you, like, what if we just took weight out of the equation and what you told me was I used to be more flexible and now I'm not as flexible.
Yes.
Like, what would I tell you to do? Probably, like, practice stretches.
Yeah.
You know? Which you can do, like...
Which you can do.
Any weight, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Any weight and doing... And anywhere and wearing anything. But I think... But I'm still at that point where it's like... But if I'm stretching and I'm doing like a yoga video and it's taught by this very thin woman and I know everyone's doing it and then people lose weight from doing it. Like, it's very hard to just be like, I just want to touch my toes.
It's hard. It's complicated. Hard. It takes a long time and there's not really an end point. I've been like, I do this professionally.
Yeah.
And there's still days when I struggle with stuff. I mean, I've had, you know, I have an eating disorder history. There's plenty of stuff that triggers me.
Yep.
Like, it's just a long process, and there is, when you get deep into it, there is a lot of, like, grief and mourning about what, you know, when you accept, you have to accept, like, maybe my body is whatever it is right now. Maybe I have to let go of this idea of what I always thought I needed or wanted or will be or whatever. Yeah. But that takes, like,
it takes so much really time and a lot of work. Time. Yeah.
And you can't get there faster by being like, I'm fine now. I accept myself and I love myself.
Let me put up an Instagram about how much I love me.
Doesn't work. You got to just take the, you know, it's the time. It's the work. It's like you follow more fat people. You think about it. You journal about it.
You read
books
about
it. Exactly. You read books. But it just takes a lot. It just is like, you know, which is why I'm always like, give yourself a little more grace because it's really hard.
And it's not linear too. It's not linear at all.
And it's kind of like, how are you going to escape this easily when we're swimming in it every day? You're like, I want to get dry, but we're in a pool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, it's hard. It's hard. Yeah. I talked about this a lot too. Like, you know, I got married 2 years ago and it's like the second I got engaged, it was like, you start getting served ads about like workouts and diets and this. And it's very stressful to have a wedding dress because they literally fit it for you, you know, 6 weeks out from your wedding.
Oh, and I have a body that
I have a body that fluctuates like 5 pounds every day.
Yeah.
And who knew, you know, and that was so stressful. And I was really like, I really, really had to put in a lot of work during that time to like enjoy being engaged and enjoy my wedding and not try to make it about like you know, let's make you into the person that like you've always thought you were supposed to be at this moment, because it has nothing to do with like the love you deserve or your value or how much fun you're going to have or how good you're going to look. And it's hard. It comes flying at you and it really makes you realize that, you know, even with a lifetime of therapy, and I think a lot, I've done a lot of work. I still have a lot of work to do, but I even kind of fell to it a little. It's really hard not to. It's everywhere.
It's really hard. I mean, it's also, I mean, as you get further into it, if you feel so called, then there will be lots, there's tools, you know, it's like any other therapy thing where there's tools that help you. Like, for example, I used to struggle a lot with the thoughts you were describing about like, well, you know, when I'm thinner, I can do X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
Okay. Well, what helped me was just, you know, going through it and going, okay, well, also, I have PCOS.
Me
and
too.
Dieting, yeah. So dieting doesn't is really work. Bad for PCOS because it can fuck with your insulin and your sugars.
And your hormones.
So, right. So actually, what's better for me? Is it to lose weight, which might be better for this, or is it to eat healthy in a way that supports my body? That took it took me a year, I think, of arguing with myself every day and going like, well, but if I lose weight, blah, blah. And then I'd go, Sophie, you've lost 100 pounds like 3 times. Did it? It came back. Like, it's not, you can't force your way out of, you know?
Yeah.
It took a long time. And then, you know, and what I actually discovered. It has to be the,
like, but I want to add that, like, losing weight might happen if you start fueling your body.
Your body changes,
but
period.
It can't be the, like, it's really hard to separate that from being like the goal, because that's what so many people want to celebrate, because no one can see that like eating X, Y, and Z is actually helping regulate your fucking period. Like, no one walking down the street is like, your period is amazing. But like,
I mean,
people will
see
you.
It's as a broader thing.
Yeah.
It took disconnecting from thinking that being healthy is the most important thing to prove.
Because it's like, healthy is just a word.
It's not. I mean, first of all, I decided that feeling that way or thinking that way was disrespectful to my disabled friends, of which I, like, I'm technically a disabled person with a lot of the stuff that I have going on.
Yep.
But it's if I truly believe that, like, all bodies are good bodies and it's the world that needs to conform to people who have disabilities, then I need to extend that same respect to my body.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
Because there's no perfect, I don't think there's a moral good to any kind of body. And I don't think I should be treated any differently. If I be, you know, if I was in a wheelchair tomorrow, I would also be quote unquote less healthy, but it would be fucked if you told me that I was worse than, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you would never tell that to someone else.
No, because you wouldn't think that. You only think it about yourself,
yeah, exactly,
you know?
Right.
And about
positivity
weight.
For everyone but me.
Yeah, and
no,
about weight.
For sure, for sure. Wow, I could, like, this is wonderful. I'm so happy to have you on G-Thanks, and I'm really excited that if you guys don't already listen to She's All Fat, then please,
yay,
like, go listen now. Thank you so, so much for coming. This was, like, really, really wonderful, Sophia. And I'm so excited that you live in LA because
yes,
we can be buds.
Yay.
Okay. So we are going to link to the Champion Men's Big Chal, Big Fleece, up
hell
to 6X.
Yeah.
I'm going to link to the other sweatshirts that I bought. Sometimes you can get, like, a snag a good one for $7. Everyone's going to be so cute and cozy.
And they'd be so cute. They'd be so tiny. And
they're so tiny in my little big sweatshirt. And I'm going to link to, like, the like, alternative universe gibbets. And
gibbets.
Everyone's going to do that. What a great set of recommendations. I'm so, so excited. Tell everyone when She's All Fat comes out and where they can follow you.
Yes, She's All Fat drops new episodes every Thursday. Woo. You can follow us on every platform at She's All Fat Pod. Search for us on your pod recommendations or just go to our site because we have it all linked for you, she'sallfatpod.com. You can also find a lot of recommendations there for reading or for other people to follow. And if you're just, you know, no matter where you are on figuring out stuff about weight, you are welcome. And we love you, and you're part of the fat milieu, no matter what size or shape or mindset you're in.
I love it. And if you guys take away anything from this podcast, it's just that, like, if you have an all-white high school, do not do the whiz.
Don't so. Do
like, just, I understand, like, yeah, it sucks.
There's, why did they want to do that? Can you imagine being the director and choosing that?
I will tell you, the last thing I'm going to tell you about my high school experience, Sophia, there is a page, my friends and I were dying over this. We all went through our, at one point in during the pandemic, we all had our high school year, our senior yearbooks, and we were going through page by page over Zoom and dying laughing. And there is a diversity page on about our high school. Their high school had maybe 2 black students in it. And also one of them had been adopted by white parents. So there's, like, a whole other, there's levels to it.
Yes.
And we're looking at this page and it's, like, diversity. And it's literally, like, bleep, school might not be the most diverse school, but we all have different tastes in music, and it's just people wearing different band shirts.
Oh my God. Oh,
horrifying.
My God. I'm so, my shoulders just went up.
It's horrible. And there it is in the yearbook for all to see. It'll be like a relic. Ooh. Again. Ooh. Horrible.
God, wow. Our high schools have much to answer for, yeah. Honestly.
We will discuss more of this offline.
Yes.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Check the show notes for everything that we talked about here, including where you can listen to She's All Fat, get resources, and follow Sophia. Thank you so much for coming. I am so happy we did this.
Yay, thank you for having me.